verses too. I love it. It tells such a great story. It tells about our faith. It tells about who God has called us to be, what God does for us, and the joy thereof. The things that happens when we believe, things that He does for us. He breaks the power of canceled sin. He sets the prisoner free. Oh, think about it. And when you sing it the next time, sing it louder and with fervor, always. It is good to be in the house of the Lord this day. It is good to be with God's people. It is good to be back in this place. It seems like I've been gone a long time. But it's been a good time. It's been a time of renewal and reflecting. It's been a time of learning. It's been a time of, thank the Lord, my class is over for 2 weeks. It's been a lot of fun, but I've learned a lot and I've had a lot of fun doing it. I've still got one thing to finish up. When you do these course of study things, they give you till sometime in August to do a paper, but I said, oh, no, we got to get a thing done this week, but it'll never get done. So get that done. But those type things, but it's been fun. It's been fun seeing people and working with folks and getting new perspectives. So as we look this morning into a generous harvest from Matthew's Gospel, the 13th chapter, beginning in verse 1 through verse 9 and verse 18 through 23, the parable of the sower. That same day, Jesus went out to the house and He sat beside the sea. Such great crowds gathered around Him in that He got into a boat and He sat there, and while the whole crowd stood on the beach. And He told them many things in parables, saying, listen, a sower went out to sow, and as he sowed, some seeds fell on the path, and the birds came and ate them up. Other seeds fell on rocky ground where they did not have much soil, and they sprang up quickly, since they had no depth of soil. But when the sun rose, they were scorched, and since they had no roots, they withered away. Other seeds fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked them. Other seeds fell on good soil and brought forth grain, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. Let everyone with ears listen. And down in verse 18, the parable of the sower is explained. Hear then the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what is sown in the heart. That is what was sown on the path. And as for what was sown on the rocky ground, this is the one who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy. Yet such a person has no root, but endures only for a while. And when trouble or persecution arises on account of the word, that person immediately falls away. As for what was sown among thorns, this is the one who hears the word, but the cares of the world and the lure of wealth choke the word, and it yields nothing. But as for what was sown on good soil, this is the one who hears the word, understands it, who indeed bears fruit and yields in one case 100-fold, in another 60, and in another 30. This is the word of God this day for us, His people. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Oh, great and mighty God, we thank You, Lord, for Your word this day. We thank You, Lord, for who You are in our lives. We thank You, Lord, for the goodness of allowing us to be in such a place as this on this beautiful day. We thank You, Lord, for the goodness of who You are always. And we ask this day that You just allow the meditations of my heart and my soul to be acceptable this day in Your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer, I do pray. Amen.